With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. What does it cost to operate an indoor pool? Short answer, it depends. As the Queen's Pool Committee gets down to the business of planning a replacement for the outdoor pool in Milton, some in the community are asking why those resources aren't being poured into the development of an indoor pool for Queens. At the recent Region to Queens Council meeting, some suggested the estimated $3 million anonymous donation should be lumped together with the $2.5 million the region had set aside for a replacement to get close to $6 million in seed money. They say the next step would be to use that money to entice the province and federal government to provide matching funding up to $18 million to build an indoor facility. The group recognized an indoor pool would require a great deal more annual funding to run year-round. The closest comparable facility to what's being proposed for Queen's Place is the Lunenburg County Lifestyle Center. The Lunenburg County Multi-Purpose Center Corporation oversees operations at the LCLC. Projected year-end numbers released at their January meeting show the town of Bridgewater and the municipality of the District of Lunenburg contributed a total of just over $1 million in municipal operating grants to the LCLC, and that's just over half the almost $2 million the facility took in total revenue. The corporation is expecting expenses will be $2.2 million for an operating loss of $235,000 in 2022-23. The LCLC offers a rink, pool, meeting, and fitness rooms and houses the public library. General Manager Kent Walsh says while that may sound similar to what Queen's Place would look like if the proposed indoor pool was added, it's really not a fair comparison.
I was thinking of analogies. It's like saying, what's the fuel economy in a car? Well, it depends on the car. And if I tell you that the fuel economy is 14 liters to the 100 kilometers, and you know, what does that actually mean when you're looking at a different car? It's like it's just totally different.
Walsh says there are any number of factors that will impact the operating costs of an indoor pool. He says the hours of operation, the number of swim lessons and other programming that is offered will impact the amount it will cost for staffing. The size of the pool and the source of power, whether it's solar, direct from the Nova Scotia power grid, or some other method, will dictate some of the operating costs, and those numbers are just the tip of the iceberg. Walsh says, without knowing the final design, it is impossible to begin to guess what the operating cost of an indoor pool facility would be. He says from his experience, whether Queens builds an indoor or outdoor pool, they should put together their long-term wish list for the facility and build it all at once.
I think the one learning from the LCLC, because there were so many cuts made when things were being constructed, is that you just shoot yourself in the foot long term. If they end up going into this thing, God, I hope they go whole hog. Don't try to make a four-lane, like, you know, getting under the wire on cost. Just go the whole nine yard, because otherwise, in 5 years, when you've just completely outgrown the thing.
Walsh is naturally a huge supporter of recreation and fitness facilities. He says every community is trying to attract healthcare workers and other talented people to come work in their industries, and a well-developed recreation center can be a huge factor when trying to recruit young families to the area. Welsh firmly believes the health benefits to the community more than make up for the cost to run many of these programs.
You know what it costs when someone has a heart attack? $1 million. Right off the bat. Heart attack, bypass surgery, recovery. $1 million. And it stresses out a system that's already stressed out, all those negative things that come from, you know, poor health. If you can put programs in place that improve, you know, health outcomes for people, well, how many people do you got to divert from having a heart attack to make it worthwhile, right?
With no estimates on the cost to build and operate an indoor pool and no firm commitment from other levels of government to come up with additional funding to pay for it, the indoor pool discussion could very well amount to little more than a nice idea. Council will be addressing several motions pertaining to the construction of an outdoor pool when they meet this Tuesday, February 14th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.